Wrestling Soup, motherfuckers.
Hey guys, if you want to support the Wrestling Soup, you can subscribe to our iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Google Music, and TuneIn Radio.
Excuse me! This is Vicky Guerrero, and you're listening to Wrestling Soup.
Soup is intended for a mature audience. We like to use naughty words.
Wrestling Soup. I am Anthony Missionary Thomas with a quick cap Raw review. The weather outside might be shitty here, but Monday Night Raw was a banger. And by banger, I mean I'm too fucking old to use the word banger. Raw is in Greensboro, NC, and the show opens with a Friday Night SmackDown recap, and Roman and the boys come on down to the ring. After a couple of seconds of Romanologue,
North Carolina, acknowledge me.
RK-Bro pops out from under the ring, takes out the Usos, and Drew comes down to even up this random acts of controlled violence. Someone calls Arena 5-0 to ruin the fight, and then we go on to ad breaks. Street Profits dose Ezekiel's drink in the back, and Owens and Alpha Academy pull them over to check Zeke's ID and plates. This leads to a six-man match that ends up being pretty good, with Angelo Dawkins wrestling surprisingly well. Gable plays looky here with the ref, and Kevin Owens follows with the gotcha, allowing Gable for the roll-up on Zeke for three. Solid display, solid match, more ads. AJ is now show prepping and back for his match tonight with Priest. We get flashbacks of Sonya Deville and how she lost her powers. Veer Mahan shows up and it's time to pay some bills. Veer's opponent, Bert something, gets a pre-match eulogy before Veer just explodes all over Bert, finishing him off with the cervix clutch. Veer continues his manhandling after Ding, and Bert passes away from all the excitement. It's spooky time, and Edge and Priest come out to the ring in fog and purple music. No thrones or fire this week, more commercials. Edge endears himself to the crowd.
You can't look in the mirror because it would make you physically ill, and if not, it should. It is a miracle that everyone here in Greensboro, North Carolina,
while giving AJ the rundown. AJ comes down and we set up for Priest v. AJ. Priest and AJ do end up matching well, with the crowd totally into sympathetic AJ and the meaty offense provided by Damian Priest. AJ gets the win via counter roll-up, and I'm always amazed by how good AJ is and how quickly Priest adapts in the ring. The guy is definitely in good company to learn, because WWE needs tomorrow guys today. Edge jumps AJ after the match with
great vengeance and furious anger,
until internet-buried Finn Balor comes out to even the odds and save AJ. We get a Bullet Club high five and move on to Omos, MVP, and Cedric Alexander. Cedric is trying to get into MVP's good graces before Omos shoos him away. On to more commercials. Coming back, we get into Miz TV, where Miz fucks with Ali's mic stick.
These nuts.
And Theory comes out to push a handicapable two-on-one match against Ali. Break. Match goes by faster than a speeding ticket. Theory hangs up Ali's foot. Miz finishes with skull-crushing finale. After the match, we get Tommy Ciampa coming down to the ring to beat up on Ali. Cause fuck Ali. Relationship hijinks are replayed, and we get to Dana and Reggie Sturd in the ring. Dana v. Nikki ensues, and after a lackluster match, Dana takes the 24/7 belt back. The crowd could care less, and so now we add in shenanigans with Tozawa, Truth, Tamina, and finally Reggie. Dana finishes the segment by slapping Reginator and dropping the divorce on him. Just awful. Becky Lynch does promo work in her Nana's funeral dress, but she's not to be outdone by her husband Seth wearing an NXT promo to the ring. Off to commercials. On a side note, during the break, the Doctor Strange movie looks amazing. The trailers in the theater and during the breaks are different, and a whole ton of surprises are being rumored. Got my ticket for Thursday afternoon, but apparently releases in Friday most everywhere else. Seth comes back to wiggle and dances for the fans. He resembles a greasy gigolo more than a wrestler these days, but people are still pretty on board with it. Seth Appreciation Day is interrupted by Cody. Seth does a bunch of laughing and shit-talking, and then Cody and Seth get into violence.
Violence!
Bobby Lashley and Cedric in the ring after a break. MVP does the rundown on open mic commentary during the match. MVP is just an amazing shit talker and is just good at being a condescending, demoralizing prick. Cedric and Lashley continue the match, and Bob bounces Cedric off the outside post with an amazing spin for my favorite bump of the night. Bobby gets dominant and breaks Cedric with the Hurt Lock. Good segment, good showcase of Bobby. In the back, R-Truth comforts Reginald and wants to be his divorce lawyer. He hands him a card, and you can just smell the Depp versus Heard bits coming next week.
Showing that Ms. Heard physically abused him. She's the abuser in this courtroom.
Liv does an interview where she's letting everyone know that she won't let Ripley beat on her anymore. Yep. Nikki A.S.H. is sad in the back until Doudrop shows up out of nowhere and asks her if she's done being an idiot yet.
Nope.
Six women's tag for the main event with Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, and Sonya Deville, Viasca, Liv Morgan, and the Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair. This match goes fine. Lots of emphasis on the Liv and Ripley. Asuka does a great job of getting the audience behind her, but the match is faster paced than normal, and for some reason, Liv is actually being innovative. Match finishes with Gaga, with Bianca tossing Sonya's legs over, and Liv dropping Sonya with the Oblivion for three. Ugh. That's your Raw review. I'm sorry. Make sure to check out Wrestling Soup on Wednesdays with Kevin Castle, and on Thursdays with myself and Joey Numbers. Follow our social media and subscribe to patreon.com/wrestlingsoup for all the Frank and Gus's and shitboxes and back catalog you might miss.
Wrestling Soup,
hey,
would like to thank you.
Thank you
for listening to tonight's show.
That's right.
But to those of you,
uh-oh,
that hate us, we know who.
Yeah, we know you.
There's one thing you can't.